What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, I mentioned this to you before the show, and we've talked about this artist at various times, a guy named Van Morrison, and I've seen him in concert many times, and I'll never see him again, ever. I'll never see him again live. He just does not emote. However, oh my God, did he just put out an album? They still make albums, right? You know what an album is, right?
I know what an album is, okay. Steiny.
Let me tell you something. This is one of his best works in decades. Album's called Remembering Now. It's incredible. And let me tell you what, and this is why the young generation just doesn't get it. They put out an album. You know how long it is?
How long?
1 hour and 6 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Who does that? None of you young guys.
What are you talking about?
Your albums are 31 minutes, and you call it a day. He made 1 hour and 6 minute piece of music that is unbelievable. 1 hour and 6. You know what that means? See, most of the young artists today, like, they pen a song, and then they pen another one, and they're like, okay, that's 17 minutes. Let's get up to 25. Okay, now we're at 30. Let's put the album out. That's not what he does. He finishes an album when he finishes an album, when he's done with his thoughts. It's usually much longer than 1/2 hour, which means you get more music for the money. That's old school.
Are you done with your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number one, I'm never going to listen to that. but the reason is, Van Morrison's great. The reason is, the last time you suggested that I do something related to Van Morrison, it blew up in my face. I took a girl to go see Van Morrison at the Fox, and you said, well, you know, he's not bad. Dude, he didn't play a single one of his songs. He sang cover for 1 hour. The woman I was with didn't have a good time because all she wanted to hear was one single Van Morrison original song. Set me up for failure. And so, no, I'm sorry. I will not be supporting Van Morrison from here on out. At least his new music. He's incredible. Classics are great. But I'm sorry, dude. I can't do it again. Fool me once.
I'll burn you a CD.
They still do that?
I don't know. We're talking about, we were talking about Van Morrison, but that's over now.
Yeah, he was once great.
Gone! So we're talking about the state of the Bay Area sports scene right now and how three teams, the Giants, the Warriors, and the 49ers, haven't made the playoffs in the same year since 1989, and they got a shot at it this year. Warriors have already made the playoffs. Giants look pretty good, and the Niners, if they have a bounce-back year and get to the postseason, will be the first time in over 30 years that all these teams have made the postseason. But we're talking about how it just – where the Bay Area is with their pro sports teams, it doesn't feel like we're in an upbeat or good period of time. And yet, we may enjoy three playoff seasons this year from our teams, which we've never had before in a lot of our listeners' lifetimes. But I guess the other thing is, I wonder how many people lump all three teams together like that. In other words, you know, the Warriors win a title, nobody really cares if the 49ers that year aren't very good.
No, because I think, at least now, since the teams of Oakland have left, a lot of people just pay attention to these three teams. That's kind of why we're going through the exercise. And it probably most applies to the last like 10 years, really, since the Warriors started winning titles in 2015. That was when the Giants were coming out of their dynasty, and they only made the playoffs twice. The Niners in the last 10 years have made two Super Bowls, lost them both, unfortunately, but they've made four championship games in all four postseason appearances. And then the Warriors, four championships, seven playoff appearances, including last year's or this year's run to the second round. So I do think we're still, maybe it's just because of how great Golden State has been, I think that whichever team is dominant, the other teams kind of get held to that standard.
Mm.
Like the Warriors, I think people were excited about the season considering where it was going, but people were disappointed when Steph got hurt and they lost in the second round. That's because they're still held to a championship standard because they still have title players. I think the Niners, they're just always going to be held to the standard of Montana and Rice and Young and Walsh and they're always going to be. And the Giants are in an interesting place because I think people have finally let go of what happened 10 to 15 years ago, and they're starting to give this team a clean slate, especially under Posey.
Right. I think you're right. I think when you look at, that's the other thing that I think is fascinating here, and you brought this up yesterday. Look at the guys that we have running these teams, or the general manager, the presidents of these teams. So you got Mike Dunleavy with the Warriors. He's essentially in his first or second year. You got Buster Posey with the Giants in his first or second year. And you got John Lynch with the Niners. He's now entering his ninth season. Which one, like if I asked Bay Area fans, which one of those three GMs do you have the most trust in? Which one of those, leaders of a franchise do you give the best shot to not necessarily win another title? Let's not say win another title. Let's say, which of those three do you trust the most to have prolonged success?
Well, you're really just talking about between Dunleavy and Posey, because Lynch has had success.
Well, I'm gonna bite back on. I'm not considering Lynch having. I'm gonna say he has not had sustained success.
How so?
They've made the playoffs 4 of 8 years.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to say that he hasn't. That's why I'm putting him in the group.
Well, the Warriors have made the playoffs.
But Dunleavy just took over.
So why
and
would
Posey just took over?
So why would I have more? Why would I have more confidence in someone that I haven't seen do the job than someone I've seen help construct a roster that's been to two Super Bowls?
Just throwing an idea out there.
I would say Lynch. Lynch is the guy that I have the most confidence in.
Okay.
What about you?
Boy, that's a great question.
You're the one who asked it.
That's a great question.
Now, what goes through your mind? Talk me through this process.
You.
How about
you.
That?
That's great. And 888-957-9570. Okay. Dunleavy. Well, you know what? Dunleavy, Posey, and Lynch all took over at kind of a down period. Dunleavy, it feels like Dunleavy was handed the worst, he got the worst deck of cards, if you will.
Dunleavy?
Yeah. But the reality is he didn't, because, he inherited a team with Steph Curry. So, and as for Lynch, Shanahan's a part of it. See, that's the part where Lynch, for example, if you're not a Kyle Shanahan fan, then you have the right to look at Lynch and say, well, until Shanahan is replaced, Lynch isn't going to have success as a general manager, or is never going to win the big one, let's say. But, I mean, do you think the 49ers have had prolonged success under Lynch and Shanahan since they started?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right.
I mean, they also inherited a pretty bad team. A bad state of the franchise.
They did.
You know, I think that's been remarkable about Posey so far, is he's inherited, at least coming into the season, people felt like the franchise was in a bad state. Now you look around and you actually see some of the pieces where, you know, he was able to build off of that, and he had to get a couple of guys, but he's turned the franchise in the proper direction. Dunleavy probably inherited the best state of the franchise, but the most difficult task of the three, because his job comes with a standard and an expectation recently removed from titles. Posey doesn't have that, even though he won them as a player, but as an executive, it's been over 10 years now since they won a World Series. The Niners, they had been to Super Bowls, but they'd never gotten over the top. So Lynch hasn't, by looking at their predecessors, Lynch hasn't failed. Like, Dunleavy has got the hardest job, I think, to live up to, because the guy he's replacing helped construct the dynasty.
Could you make a case that before, when Posey took the job, that he inherited the worst situation?
I think the Niners were in a worse place than the
Giants.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Posey's the guy that's sticking out for me a little bit. And the reason is because he's done a lot in a short period of time. And I'm not really sure how he did it, but he's managed to do some things that the organization has not done in a long period of time. So, to me, Posey is off to a phenomenal start. And, you know, his whole act, his whole classy persona, I think that matters. I think he has set a tone. Like, I think Posey set a tone for the organization that, you know, Mike Dunleavy hasn't set for the Warriors. Now, maybe he didn't have to, because they had a culture already established, but I'm starting to think Posey might be the one
that you have the most faith in.
Yeah.
So
and the reason it's not Dunleavy is because I do think his task right now is harder than Posey's. Right now, after Dunleavy got Butler and Posey got Devers, I think the Warriors are still in a tougher position, let's say.
Well, yeah, because like I look at Posey already won this year. What's the one thing the Giants haven't been able to do? Is secure a big name or a big hitter.
Right.
He got that within 365 days of being hired for the job. Like, I think we all believe they can go on and make the postseason this year. But if they don't, or God forbid injury hits them, or something happens where they miss the playoffs, Posey's already won. Like, this season is a success because you've acquired Rafael Devers. Or is that going too far for you?
Yeah, maybe a little. Like, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yes, I think the move for Devers was obviously a good move, but if for whatever reason things would fall apart, I think it would really damper the enthusiasm. Now, I think there's a scenario in which maybe things don't go great this year, they don't make the playoffs, but then next year they're fine. But I think it would leave, I think Giants fans view the Devers acquisition as, we're going to the playoffs. This team is good enough to go to the playoffs, and we're going. So if they don't, I do think there's going to be a lot of disappointment.
You think it's because they were already looking like they were good enough to get to the playoffs before they got him?
Yeah, and because to me, Posey's sending a message to everybody that, you know, we're getting Devers because I don't want to be a middling team. I want to be a playoff team. And I think a lot of people view Devers as the guy who can push him. I forget who said it. Smoltz. They've gone from a wild card team to a playoff team.
And I know that's Bowden. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But yeah, that's the way I feel about the Giants. Before Devers, you know, might be the third wild card. And now with Devers, they've got to make the playoffs. I don't care how.
See.
Or what spot.
I don't look at it like that. Like, to me, like, this is year one.
Right.
Year one. And I know they're ahead of schedule, but I don't look at it like if they miss the playoffs, it's a failed season. I just don't.
But
you've put together a core. You still got young guys coming up. You've set this franchise in the proper direction. I think there's already been a lot of wins a part of this season that have nothing to do with the playoffs. It'll be disappointing. I'm not saying fans will be unhappy. There's no doubt about that. But like, we didn't know where the Giants were going. They've been a 500 team for 3 years. And they've had no sense of direction, culture, identity. And it feels like they've found all of that, and we're not even, or we're right up against the halfway point of the season. Like, that to me that's pretty impressive. And I do think Posey is a big reason why that's happened. Now, my theory for why someone would have more faith in Posey than Dunleavy or Lynch, to me, the conversation would be between Posey and Lynch. But it's because of the player that he was. Because he's still closely removed from being a player. And he's a Hall of Fame talent. Not in yet, but probably will be one day. But it's because people have faith in Buster Posey, the catcher. And now that gets transferred to Buster Posey, the executive. Like, I think you got a crush on this guy. But I think your crush stems from when he was in uniform.
It actually doesn't.
Why?
I mean, part of it, well, okay. Well, I've watched...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Buster Posey his whole career, and I'm just, I just, I love him.
Yeah, but like
I love his demeanor.
The way he acts, the way he is, that all matters.
Right. I think it does too. And I think Buster Posey, I don't know how he does it, but, you know, he has the respect as a player, but there was always something more to him than just a player. We all knew that. He was, you know, a great guy, great family man, class act, understated, you know, all those great things. So I would think, to my way of thinking is, you know, like when he came in after Farhan, I didn't expect things to change this rapidly. And he did it, like he signed Adamas. And then he traded for Devers. Like those are the two biggest names. And I get Adamas is struggling, but those are the two biggest names this franchise has had in a while.
Well, they signed Blake Snell last year.
I know, but
they signed Matt Chapman last year.
But Snell was never going to be a mainstay on this team.
Yeah, but he's a better player than Adamas.
Right. But what I'm getting at is they've now got more established good players than they've had in a while.
See, I think
and they're going to be here for a while.
Well, I do think that the Devers deal makes you feel a lot better about Adamas. Like beforehand, it was, well, I don't know. I wasn't that huge on the deal, but I understand why he did it. You know, Adamas is the biggest contract the Giants have ever given out and all the rest. And it's like, yeah, but that doesn't really matter until you have the big fish, which to me is the biggest win that's Posey secured this season. They're 10 games above 500. Their biggest win was on, what was it, June 15th. That was their biggest win. And you know what? They lost that day because they lost to the Dodgers. That's their biggest win. And that's why no matter what happens this season, I'm looking at this as a plus. Like, this is year one.
Yeah, but boy.
And it's like you're already holding him to to the standard that he set as a player. That's why, again, I think that there's faith in that the moves that he's made and the results that they've produced so far are just going to lead to the playoffs, and they're going to win in the playoffs. And I think it's because that's all that Posey did when he played for the Giants.
Posey won the Rookie of the Year, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And like that's kind
Posey's first two full seasons, he won Rookie of the Year, MVP, and two World Series.
And like, but this is what I'm saying. It feels like he's going to win Rookie of the Year as an executive this year. You know what I mean? Like I think I'm more optimistic about the Giants, not because of Posey's playing career, but because of what he's already done in a short period of time.
Like, well, he hasn't done anything yet.
Okay.
Well, according to you, he's got to make the playoffs.
I know, but what I'm saying is this organization was in flux. He signed Matt Chapman.
Extended him.
Re-signed. Extended. He got Adamas here, and he got Devers here. Like, they're building a foundation for what looks like a pretty good team. They've never, like, they haven't done that. They didn't do that under Farhan Zaidi. Right? So that's why I'd be more optimistic about Posey. It's because he's like, you know, it's like he's a rookie, and he's hitting 400 halfway through the season. And I think the long term looks better now with Posey because in a short period of time, he's already proven that he can make some moves.
He's proven that he can, if you want me to play devil's advocate, he's proven that he can spend money and that someone will take his money. Like, what have I told you in 4 years the Adamas deal is looking horrible?
Then I need to see what happened in the, you know, this year and then in the next three. You know what I mean?
But like giving out a big, and that's why I kind of think that there's like the standard from the prior regime really matters. Is you're right. Posey's gotten Chapman, Adamas, and now Devers. I think Devers is the one that matters. Chapman's is big, but like you're giving him so much praise only because it was someone before him that couldn't do that, that couldn't get someone to take their money. Or if he did, he failed a physical. This is Carlos Correa. Like, there isn't really a standard right now for the Giants because they've been largely 500. They've been kind of middling. So I just feel like people are, You're giving him the benefit of the doubt, and you're assuming that what he did on the field is going to transfer to what he did in the front office.
That's a little, I'm saying.
Like, what he's done so far is he's built a pretty good club.
Right.
John Lynch has gotten the Niners to 2 Super Bowls.
Yes, he has.
And 4 NFC Championship games.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty hard to do.
Right, but, okay, what's before Adamas, what was the Giants' biggest free agent signing?
Before Adamas?
Yeah.
Well, Posey, right? Oh, no, it was the deal. Biggest free agent?
Right. See, that's
Tom
what
Pasta,
I...
Was Johnny Cueto a free agent?
Yeah, Johnny Cueto was signed before the 2016 season.
That was probably the biggest one.
Contract they had in franchise history up until that point.
Okay. But the
As far as a position player, it probably was Jung-Hoo Lee, to be honest.
Okay, right. And if you go back even before Farhan, like, that's never really been the Giants' MO, right? Outside of Bonds. But it's not because of the way Buster played. It's because of, to me, what he's done already in the last year that, yes, you're right, Farhan was not able to get it done. But it wasn't something that they hung their hat on. I'm talking about free agency. Even before Farhan Zaidi, they just didn't kind of do it that way. And also, I have to acknowledge the fact that for 5 years we've been talking about how guys don't want to come here, and regardless of how it's happened, they got three. They got three hitters in here: Chapman, Adamas, and Devers. And we used to not get one of those guys, let alone three. That's kind of the way I feel.
I mean, Chapman was already here.
I know.
He convinced him to stay, but he was already here. Adamas is looking like a big overpaid contract. He's a great clubhouse guy, solid middle of the bat order occasionally, but that's not looking like a good contract. Like, to me, again, why this conversation drifts into a win for Posey is because of what he did 2 weeks ago and him acquiring something that has not, that has been void from the Giants franchise since, you could make a case, Barry Bonds. Like, that's the win to me. And that's why I would have faith in Posey in the future.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Pat and Scott. I'm going to get to you guys on the other side. But, you know, we're talking about the three Bay Area sports teams right now. The Giants, the 49ers, and the Warriors. They all got former players running their team. Two of them are Hall of Famers, Buster Posey and John Lynch. Which one do you trust the most to bring their franchise sustained success? Or would you say Lynch has already done it? 888-957-9570. Don't forget, Tiffany Hayes, Valkyrie's guard. She's going to join us around 12 o'clock. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy. It's one of his hits, Brown Eyed Girl. Hey, we got a heat wave. We got a heat wave
skipping
back east.
Jumping.
There you go.
In the misty morning.
Let me ask you this, Evan. What do these cities have in common? Boston, Hartford, New York, Philly, Baltimore, and Raleigh, North Carolina.
I lived in all of them. I don't know.
They're all going to hit at least 100 degrees today.
Oh,
you hate to see it.
I remember why I don't live there. Dude, it's so mucky, too. Like, I think everyone believes that New England has, like, the best summers, or I don't know, but they're all so humid and sticky, yeah. And just, yeah.
Well, it's very humid, you know, Philly and Boston, but then when you get south of the Mason-Dixon line, it's like, may as well be in Vietnam. I mean, it is absolutely unspeakably humid.
Yeah, you don't want to go any further than North Carolina.
One of the reasons I left, actually, I left more because cold weather than the hot weather. Who do you trust more or most? Posey, Lynch, Dunleavy? Let's go to Pat in Foster City. He's been hanging in there. What's up, Pat? How you doing, buddy? Pat in Foster City going once. Hey, what's up, Pat?
Oh, no.
Hey, Risotto.
Gone.
Pat was hanging in there for a while. Pat, call back. I'll get you right in. Scott Marin, what's up, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, this is a really good discussion to think about. You know, I'm actually pretty happy. You got to be pretty happy if you're a Bay Area fan. I mean, I grew up being a 49ers fan, Giants fan, Warriors fan. And I think the big key has always been to me is before you get to the general managers or the player personnel people is the ownership group.
Mm.
And we've actually been pretty lucky here. I mean, you know, we suffered for so many years with the Warriors under Chris Cohan and the 49ers with, you know, after Eddie was jettisoned and it was just, you know, not good.
Right.
And, you know, I really appreciate Jed, how he's really, he matured, stepped back, hired some people, some really good people. And the Giants also have, you know, they finally, I think they've woken up to, hey, we got to bring some excitement back to this, to the club. I mean, yeah, this guy, Posey was willing to step in. It's a mindset for, and I really do think having players in these positions that have played the game, particularly, I think especially in baseball, I really think it helps because it's a difficult game, you know, and they're, you know, the players just naturally think, what is this Farhan? You know, I know he's looking at the numbers and I'm up and down, up and down, up and down Sacramento here and there, you know. So you got to give Lynch the more credit to this point because he has the track record. He started at rock bottom with the roster they had. I mean, they were literally, I think, the worst roster in the league.
Right.
I mean, Dunleavy, you know, their harder job is based on where they're at. I mean, Dunleavy also, like you said, has a hard job because he's replacing the guy that won four titles. I mean, he was there for some of that, obviously, too. But I think the most important thing is we have solid ownership groups that get it finally. At least 49ers finally got it.
Right.
And I think that's the most important thing. That we got somebody that put people, the right people on the job.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I think all three clubs are in good shape with who they have there. And I think Buster's done a fabulous job. I mean, get a hitter like Devers like that, you know, he carries the weight. And what I like about him, what I like about him is he's a cat. He was a catcher. And I think that's, you know, he was used to dealing with people with different personalities on the staff. That's different than somebody like Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
he took over in Miami or whatever.
No, but I think there's something. And thanks a lot for the call, Scotty. I gotta move a little bit, but there is something about catchers. What if in order to make my case, and we're just having some fun talking about John Lynch, Buster Posey, and Mike Dunleavy, three former players now running their teams, and just kind of talking about who you have the most faith in, who's going to guide their franchise to prolonged success. What if I said this, and this would be a case against John Lynch? He doesn't do as much as Dunleavy or Posey, because Kyle's got a lot of that responsibility with the roster and stuff like that.
How do you know that Posey does that? How do you know that Zach Manassian doesn't do that? You don't. Like, you assume, and that's fine, but
that's part of it. Like Kyle has more control over the roster than Lynch. Like, that's been reported.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that Lynch isn't a really good general manager.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, like, but I'm going to take some...
Shanahan's not in this. Like, okay, well, Mike Dunleavy is... He has people around him too. Like, so do you not believe in him because Joe Lacob's got last say?
No, but it's not in Dunleavy's contract that Kerr has the personnel decisions. And it feels like when Lynch and Shanahan took the job, Lynch first, that, you know, he was kind of more of a figurehead than the actual guy doing it.
But similar to Posey, when something happens for the 49ers, it goes on John Lynch's resume. It doesn't go on John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's, you know, general manager / head coach. It goes on his. And John Lynch has helped construct two Super Bowl appearing teams and four NFC Championship appearing teams from a place where they were basically ashes. That's the other part of this, too. Like, I don't think that the Giants were in as bad of a position as people were making them out to be. I don't think that they were in a position like the Niners were, where they went through, what was it, like four head coaches in 3 years. They had a two-win season. I mean, the Niners were awful. They were the laughing stock of the division for a couple seasons. John Lynch and Shanahan, but John Lynch took over that job, and within two seasons, they were in the Super Bowl.
Okay, and I would say...
That's why I have more faith in Lynch. I'm not saying Posey isn't great or going to be great at his job, but if the question is, who do I trust the most of the three general managers? It's John Lynch.
And that's your choice, and I'm not necessarily disagreeing with it. But what about, here's the other thing, like I was just thinking about, okay, they had a worse situation,
mm-hmm.
the Lynch and Shanahan. Okay, well, it took them 2 years to get it right. Like Posey had a little better situation. They still a 500 team. And in 1 year, they're back in business. Like I think the Giants are back in business, if you know what I mean.
I would agree with that, but the stages of the franchises to me also matter. Like, if Posey had inherited a 50 or a 60 win team, and all of a sudden now they're 10 games above 500, that's pretty incredible. But I know they've been boring and they've been kind of just spinning in mediocrity for a couple of years, but this wasn't a bad team. Like, a lot of the players that are on this current roster, I hate to break it to people, they were on last year's team. Now, right. Posey's found a way to get the best out of them, and that's something that I think is remarkable. But it clearly isn't as if this team was just a dumpster fire a year ago. Otherwise, this team I don't think would be this competitive.
Let's go to Frank. Right. Frank's in Atlanta. Hey, what's up, Frank?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope everybody's doing well. I love this conversation. It's a very important conversation to have. My two cents. I think Buster's got the best chance for success. I think Lynch is in second, and I feel so very sorry for Mike Dunleavy because he doesn't have a chance. Buster has a little bit of a core and a chance with, you know, trades. I think trades make it a little bit easier. The 49ers, I think they've got a good brand, and that brand can get them a few pieces. I don't like their draft structure, but other than that, I think they're okay. The Dubs don't have a chance. They've got $80 million in dead cap space and a coach that can't develop young players. So Dunleavy doesn't have a chance.
Oh, boy. All right. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call. Although,
I think we can agree that his job of the three is the most difficult, right?
Yes. Although, honestly, I got to give Dunleavy the same kind of credit that I gave Posey, if for no other reason than, where's one a playoff team last year? And they were this year. And they got to the second round, and he pulled off a trade that probably enabled all that. So, in his own way, like, Dunleavy's off to a phenomenal start. But his job doesn't get any easier because of the age of the roster. Let's go to Pat. Pat's back. Pat in Foster City. What's going on, man?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I think one thing with Posey is that, I don't even know who owns the Giants. I mean, we all know who owns the Niners, and we know who owns the Warriors. And those owners, especially Lacob, are pretty involved in the team. York maybe a little less so. But with the Giants, Posey has that advantage of not only being a baseball guy, but again, I don't know who the owners are, but they're not really baseball people. So I think he's got a little more of a free rein than these other guys do, independent of the owners. So I think that's, one thing that Posey has going for him. And the other thing with Lynch, you were talking about, Posey's career and whatnot, but Lynch had, fantastic career. I mean, he was a 9-time Pro Bowler. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he took Stanford to a couple really good seasons and bowl games. So, I mean, he had a phenomenal career in the NFL. So, you were talking about Posey, having that kind of status and stature and whatever. I think Lynch has got, a lot going for him, too.
I agree.
In terms of his reputation. And so does Shanahan. But I guess the other thing real quick, you were talking earlier about, are the Bay Area fans, are they kind of down and why are they down? And, part of it you were talking about is just the expectations. We had teams that have won championships not that long ago, and that becomes sort of the standard. So anything less is disappointing. But the other part of it, I think, at least for me, is that Cal and Stanford have been kind of down across the board the last 5-6 years, and we weren't used to that. So I think that has something to do with it, along with the Oakland losing all their teams too. So I think there's a lot of different things that contribute to it, but I do give Posey credit, but mostly credit for he was able to spend money.
Gotcha.
The guys weren't,
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. So thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it, Pat. I do think Posey's got the most clout of all three of them among Dunleavy, Lynch, and Posey. Because I feel like before Posey even took the job, he probably made it clear, there's some things I'm going to do that aren't going to be things we've done in the past, and I don't want to be running into roadblocks left and right. And if that's the case, I don't really want to take the job. So I feel like, and then Dunleavy, I do, like, Lacob's there. You know what I mean? Lacob's there for Dunleavy, and Kyle's kind of there for Lynch. So I would say Posey's got more power than the other two at this particular moment. Also, because he's part of the ownership group.
Yeah, he's on the board. But I also think, again, to me, when I hear that, I hear someone that he carries a cachet because of his, not just achievements as a player, but his achievements for this franchise. John Lynch is a Hall of Famer. He didn't play for the 49ers. I think that people would look at Lynch a bit differently if to our caller's point, he was a 9-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champion with the 49ers. Like, I do think that matters to people because you're more inclined, Steinie, to give Posey, I get it, like the benefit of the doubt because of what you've seen him accomplish for the Giants.
Right.
And now all he's done so far is he's helped turn them around, but he's done it for the Giants. And it's like, you know, I don't think that, let's say Derek Jeter was running the Marlins. That team stunk. But like, the Marlins don't care about Derek Jeter. He didn't play for them. He's a great player, but he doesn't mean anything to Miami. He means something to New York City. He means something to the Yankees.
Right.
Buster Posey means everything to the Giants, and so far he hasn't led anyone astray. In fact, he's been able to turn this thing around pretty fast. So I just feel like that's where the faith to me is rooted. It's rooted in his accomplishments as a player and a captain on the team. And so far he's been, like, if he wasn't Buster Posey, I don't know if there would be as much faith in him right now. If his name was Dave Dombrowski, if his name was Theo Epstein.
I wonder.
I don't know if people are feeling as great about Posey. Not to say it's bad. I'm just like, I think a big reason a lot of people that I talk to feel so good about him is because he's got 3 world championships as a member of the San Francisco Giants.
So when the Giants hired Posey, I remember we said about him, you know, what we said about Myers and what we said about Lynch. They don't have any experience doing the job. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that means everything up to that point's got to be taken from his career, from his playing career. The reason that I'm most bullish right now on Posey, believe it or not, has nothing to do with his playing career. It has to do with my perception of the Giants 18 months ago and my perception of the Giants today. And I just think he's kind of pulled him out of the mud a little bit. And I don't know how far this particular team can go, but I also look at it as, yeah, they're only 10 games over 500. They haven't accomplished anything yet. But what I'm giving him credit for right now is bringing the excitement back to this team that's been dormant. And I don't care. Throw 2021 in there.
They were still top 10 in attendance last year, though.
But come on, Evan. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel the excitement of Giants fans this year, and it feels a little different, don't you think?
But I also think it's because the previous regime is gone. Like, that's a big part of it. It is Posey. There's no doubt about that. But it's Posey in comparison to what preceded him. That's why with Dunleavy, it's Dunleavy in comparison to what preceded him. That's why I think, to the caller's point, like Dunleavy, to, if you want to just put the route on the table, brought to you by Adco Pest Control, he can't succeed because he's measured by championships. Posey is measured by a guy who would platoon his best hitter in the 7th inning. You know what I mean? Like, and then that's leaving him out as a player. Like, anybody who came in who just did things differently than Farhan is going to be embraced. But it's Buster Posey that's done it. That's why, I believe you, you're disassociating player from executive. But I think for a lot of people, that matters. His name.
I think you're right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Batting around the people who run these organizations, Lynch, Dunleavy, Posey, all former players, 2 of them Hall of Famers. And which one do you trust the most? Or who's got the toughest job? Or who's impressed you more than the others? Because there are a lot of similarities among those 3 guys. I would say this for Posey. I just look at it, and I guess, yeah, but even before Farhan, you know, the Giants, the reason that I'm most impressed with Posey is because I do feel like the perception of the Giants, it's changing. And Like, he's the only tangible thing that has changed along with it. So they just, like, they're not doing business the same, it doesn't feel like. And that's where I give him, that's where I give him all the credit. I'm sorry, the Giants, they weren't registering, you know, for 6-8 years. And I think they're registering now, and I give that to Posey.
So why wouldn't you give the accomplishments of the Niners to Lynch?
Because Kyle and his duties overlap a little with, you know, it just feels like Lynch doesn't have the power that Posey has. And
well, he also doesn't have the spending power, because in baseball there's no salary cap.
Well, the other thing about, like, Lynch, as maybe I'm just going to use the, I mean, they missed the playoffs half as much as they made them. I know, I get that's a laugh, but it's also the truth. And again, who built the Niners? Was it Lynch or was it Shanahan?
Well, I think it's interesting that a big reason you feel like Posey has been so great is because he's changed the culture.
Right.
I think you can make a case John Lynch has helped change the culture of the Niners. I mean, they were a laughing, they're more of a laughing stock than the Giants were last year when Lynch took over. Like, from 2016 to 17, it was like they were a joke. And again, well, two seasons later, he helps construct a roster that gets you to a, he also is probably involved in Shanahan coming to San Francisco. Like,
right, because Shanahan knew that Lynch was going to work for him.
But it also takes a particular kind of person to coexist with someone like Kyle Shanahan. I don't know if another general manager would have been able to do that.
That's fair.
I don't know if John Lynch might have been involved in a lot of these, you know, high stakes trade acquisitions. Like, John Lynch might have, like, I don't understand why. Like, why does Kyle Shanahan, why should he get credit for acquiring Christian McCaffrey? John Lynch drafted Brock Purdy.
Well, but Shanahan, it feels to me like Shanahan's got more control over the personnel and the roster than Steve Kerr or Bob Melvin. That's what it feels like to me. So because of that,
I think, yes, I actually think Bob Melvin has a lot of control over his lineup.
His lineup, but what about his roster? The whole roster.
Well, he probably said, hey, I want Chapman here. Like, I'm signing here for multiple seasons. I want my third baseman. And this is what else I need. Buster, I need a shortstop. I need an everyday shortstop. And so Buster goes out and gets him the best one available. It was Willie Adames. You know, I'm not saying Bob Melvin is up there pulling strings and he's telling guys when to go up and down, but I think you are dismissing the influence that the head coaches have on what they need to succeed.
The other thing I would say about Posey is he has changed their approach. You know, they don't platoon anymore. Or they're trying not to. They're trying to do that less.
But I don't think that's just a Posey thing. I don't think Bob Melvin wanted to platoon his players last year.
But organizationally, they've changed the way they play.
Yeah, but I think that's a whole conversation between the front office and the team.
I get it, but Posey's been able to kind of pull it off.
Because he's working with an old school manager. That's where the collaboration comes in. I get you. I think it's like, I don't know. I feel like I would rather put my trust in someone that I've seen be able to do it and take a team to the pinnacle a little bit more than a guy who's 6 months into the job. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and the one thing you did mention was a lot of it has to do with the previous regime. Yes, but like, okay, so Lynch and Shanahan took over for Chip Kelly and Tom Sula. I mean, it was just 2 years before then that Harbaugh had a lot of action with the 49ers. So I get that there was a 2-year down period, but it was a franchise that had a lot of success before those two guys got here.
That's true.
So we'll put that into the equation. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Tiffany Hayes, Valkyrie's guard, is going to come up in the 12 o'clock hour. So you don't want to go anywhere for that one. Looking forward to talking to Tiffany. We can jump back into the talk about the bosses who run these teams on the other side. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.